is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Thursday, the 4th of July. Happy Independence, United States of America. You're on the clock with Erin Green. I've got a full studio. I have members of the Bahamas National Youth Orchestra joining me this morning to tell you about their upcoming Independence concert. Everybody should be there for one of the best performances. I think this may be the only thing comparable to Miss Akilah Davis that performed at the retreat, the Bahamas National Youth Orchestra. And then later in the show, I have principals from the newest animation in the country, Nassau Rock. They're going to be joining me. And of course, it's Independence and it's a Culture Thursday, so we're going to be playing music throughout the day. Now, some of y'all say, Erin, why you start the show with Country Roads by John Denver if it's Bahamian Independence? Well, first of all, it's U.S. Independence today. And I don't think there's a better song to encapsulate or showcase or highlight the complex, the beautifully complex and complicated relationship between two countries, the Bahamas and the United States of America. If you grow up on the family island, then country music is as Bahamian as rake and scrape. Trust me, AM radio was the only thing, and it was what fed us a lot of our culture. Well, the United States of America is marking 248 years since the adoption of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. And I'm going to read briefly some words from our Prime Minister. Prime Minister Davis at the new U.S. Embassy compound represents our commitment to mutually beneficial ties between our nations. Prime Minister and Minister of Finance said that it was a great honor to join in celebration of the 248th anniversary of the United States' independence and festivities of the new embassy compound ribbon-cutting ceremony. Quote, on behalf of the Bahamian people, we wish the people of the USA a happy independence. As we join you in celebrating 248 years of a successful and thriving democracy, I also extend a warm welcome to the new charge d'affaires, Kimberly Furnish, and thank the U.S. Embassy for hosting this event, affording us this moment to celebrate with one another. And I think Country Roads by John, even the young people in the studio know that song, Country Roads by John Denver. I want you all to know that song is also why we have some of the same car cultures that Americans have. Bahamians, like Americans, you get in your car behind that wheel and you feel powerful because you feel a sense of independence. See, in the U.S., John Denver, he could arrive straight from New York, from Manhattan, all the way back up to Colorado in one shot, one car, 10 gas tanks. But still, in the Bahamas, it's slightly different, but we still have encapsulated that sentiment from that song. We still find independence in the car. We still find tremendous power being behind the wheel. And it's a part of this music is a part of why we feel that way. Producer, play this next song. Play that song by Kenny Rogers, From a Dead Quick. I just make one more point. I just want to say happy birthday to my American friends. It turns out that I think over half my siblings are now American. They made me American without me knowing. And I ain't only half mother. I mean, once I could still be Bahamian, everything is cool with me. When you're ready, producer, press play.
I set out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart.
Thank you. Just a little snippet. That is Islands in the Stream by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. Everybody know Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, but I want to know how many of us know that Jay Mitchell Bahamian, did the best version of this song ever in life. I believe even Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton will say, yeah, ours is good, but this Jay Mitchell boy, he just bought, you know, for the young people, he just bodied that song. He just ride that beat like the song was written for him. Anyway, I only half embarrassing these young people in here. They think they're the only people who was get lit for independence. There you go. Okay, so our relationship with the U.S. is so rich, beautifully complicated, wonderfully expansive. We connect in so many ways. Young people, the Bahamas is responsible. We are responsible for the richness of popular music across the U.S. and the globe, Bahamian influence on arts and culture through hip-hop, movies, stage, music. You all saw the movie Nope? Mm-hmm. Do you know that was inspired by the life and works of one Tony McKay, Exuma the Obeyman? Well, now you know. Bahamian's doing big thing. In fact, good morning, Stilet. Y'all get to check out Stilet's song, Bahamas is Big Thing. That's also an independence hit. Okay, producer, play the classic Independence Morning. It's like Priscilla Rollins. I remade it.
Exactly.
Priscilla Rollins passed away from us shortly after independence last year, the Golden Jubilee. And I take delight in saying to Bahamians, trust that her performing Independence Morning at the 50th Golden Jubilee celebrations was her gift to us. Mm-hmm. It is what she wanted to do so badly. She wanted to get back on the stage and sing for Bahamians and represent the Bahamas. It can't be independence until we play this song. Play that song, producer.
That's right.
The producer coming right now, Priscilla Rollins. Gentlemen in studio, y'all know Independence Morning? You can speak.
Yes, sir.
It's like a baby born in?
It's like a baby born in.
Good stuff.
If you know it, or if you don't want to
know it. You're going to know it. You get used to it. When I was young, I was like, what is this song? And now that I'm older, I can't have an independence without it. When you ready, producer?
Okay.
All right, while we wait for the producer, let's... Oh, there we go.
Man and woman, boy and girl. There is none rich like our soil. Independence Morning is like a baby.
Thank you, producer. Thank you, producer. Only because I have these young people in studio with me, I got you play them some Bahamian music. Okay, let's start introducing ourselves. These are representatives from the Bahamas National Youth Orchestra, and they're here to tell us about their upcoming event this Saturday. I want you to introduce yourself and what instrument you play. Straight into the mic, and just like this, deep, same way you have to put your mouth on that horn, straight to the mic.
Good morning. My name is Arnaldo Lightburn. I have been a member of the Bahamas National Youth Orchestra for about 5 years now. I do play the alto saxophone, a very recommended instrument. And the upcoming concert is Saturday, the 6th of July at 6 p.m.
Good stuff. This boy say, be there. Be there. Yes, sir?
Hi, my name is St. Clair Timothy. I am a member of the orchestra. I'm a university student at UB, and I play the alto saxophone as well.
All right. Sir, lean in.
My name is Jordan Ritchie. I play the trumpet, bass instrument. The concert Saturday, Beat Me That Don't Meet Me Duh.
There you go, sir.
I'm on a 96.9. My name is Lamar Williams. I play the trumpet, and I've been a member of the youth orchestra for 2 years now.
Okay, absolutely. Sir?
My name is Aaron Neely. I guess I've been with the orchestra, working with them, since maybe about 1999 or so. And I play the baton. So I'm the...
This fine boy. See, because you could conjugate boy. This fine boy is the conductor of the orchestra. Yeah. He is tell them what to do. Now, how do you all know, how do you know that when he lift his arm up to the right dead quick and then come down like he trying to knock a wasp off his mango, what that mean? How you know that mean stronger on the trumpets and not stronger on the string instruments?
We would tell because of he would point where he would want us.
Ah.
Yeah.
He indicates this is an instruction for you.
Yeah. So okay. If he wants the string instruments to go down or go up.
Yeah.
He will point to y'all.
I was in the bush doing that and somebody said, do you practice and obey? I said, listen, I talking, conducting the chorus in the bush, man. Y'all be easy. Okay, so the orchestra was formed in June 1990 under the direction of founder Errol Duke Strawn. The orchestra consists of roughly 40 members ranging in age from 10 to 30. The orchestra performs at official government as well as private functions. So y'all link up with them and have them at your next event, please. To date, there are over 400 performances to the orchestra's credit. Again, we're speaking with Mr. Aaron R. Neely, conductor and assistant director. And I want to shout out to Anthony Shaggy Ritchie, who's also an assistant director.
Absolutely.
Producer, play Bonefish Medley. Remember, started 35 seconds. Or 45. Started 45 seconds. So... Gentlemen, I've been online. I found some of your music. For those who are looking for their recordings, search Bahamas National Youth Orchestra, subscribe. And then search Raphael Munnings, B-N-Y-O, and the songs are on his wall. I'm letting them know now, the administrator can put all the songs on their YouTube channel so it's easier to find them. Absolutely. So here we go. BNYO Bonefish Medley. So if you want to hear more of that particular track, again, you go online and search BYNO Bonefish Medley. So tell me, gentlemen, y'all going to be performing this? What type of music y'all going to be performing? Y'all are orchestra. Why y'all playing such snazzy, jazzy, junkanooey music? Rake and scrapey it sound, but y'all are orchestra. Who helps you arrange? Who decides how to arrange the music? And what will y'all be performing on some of the stuff y'all be performing on Saturday?
The person who decides and who does arrange the music for the orchestra is our conductor, Mr. Aaron Neely himself. He does decide what we play most of the time.
Okay.
And with a lot of input from the orchestra as well. It's a lot of Bahamian, a lot of Latin, a lot of jazz, very diverse in genres. And I feel like it's something for everyone to want to experience at least once in their life.
Absolutely. Producer, I sent you a second email, BYNO Caribbean Dance. Give you all a sample of what they're doing. I'm going to reiterate the event details. This Saturday, the 6th of July, at 6 p.m. at Coral Villas in Coral Harbor, Nassau, Bahamas. Now, if you live in the east, leave early. You may need a visa to get all the way out west, but is it worth the drive? It is worth it for the experience. Cost, adults, $25. Kids, 12 and under, $10. How many musicians in this orchestra performance on Saturday?
We usually have about a performing group of 15.
A performing group of 15? $25 for 15 artists. It is worth it. Numbers to call to get tickets, or make reservations, 802-7790. That's 802-7790, 424-0201. That's 424-0201, 455-0622, 455-0622, and 447-4776. Again, Bahamas National Youth Orchestra presents An Evening with the Orchestra under the direction of Mr. Duke Errol Strawn. Now, the older people call him Errol Duke Strawn. We call him Duke Errol Strawn around here. And Mr. Strawn is 91 years old. I want you all to check out this article when you have the chance. National Youth Orchestra founder pens memoir at age 90. That's from last year. He's 91 now. And we have to find and read this book because in the book, this gentleman was born in Acklands, and at some point, he sailed to Acklands in a two-week journey in a boat with no engine. In a boat with no engine. That's how they had to do it. What you could do, put your foot in the water and kick. Even Casper and Blair say he ain't going to Miami on no jet ski for this, the love of his life. Y'all heard that new song? I see the young people know I know what I'm talking about. Okay, again, Bahamas National Youth Orchestra presents An Evening with the Orchestra. Saturday, 6th of July, 6 p.m., Coral Villas, Coral Harbor. Adults, $25, kids, 10 and under. Now, guys, we get a little time here. Tell the audience why they need to come out and attend this event.
Y'all need to come because the music going to be good, food going to be good, and the drinks going to be good, too.
Absolutely. And you know what? Let me tell you what Bahamians like. Bahamians like a fancy event where they could kick off their shoes and do some rake and scrape. That's, and I feel this is what this is going to be, right? Is there a particular dress code?
Smart.
Relaxed.
Relaxed. I'd like St. Clair to tell us a little bit about the venue.
There you go.
Yeah, the venue is going to be held at Coral Villas, Coral Harbor.
The ambiance, what are some of the features?
It's going to be a candlelit evening under the stars.
So when I bring my retractable heels and then kick them off, nobody can see my feet, except when they're dancing. This is awesome. Okay, so smart, but relaxed.
Relaxed.
Smart, but relaxed. That means it could be plenty dancing people. Producer, play that track, BYNO, Caribbean Dance. Second email didn't come through? Don't worry.
And,
to the audience,
fix it up, man.
To hear a sample of the variety of music these young people perform, when you get a chance, go online and search BYNO Caribbean Dance. And that's some of the Latin influence in the performances. Do y'all do any gumbe music?
Absolutely. You can't escape it.
Okay, good stuff. Good stuff. All right, gentlemen. Oh, please tell the audience.
Two special guest appearances. We're going to have Mr. Teddy Russell, outstanding instrumentalist in the community. Those people who frequent the locations and venues in our community should know about the talent of Teddy Russell. He plays the flugelhorn, which it looks like a baritone, but he's very talented. And the showstopper. We are so delighted that Miss Tanya Hanna is going to be gracing us with some selections on the program. We look forward to that.
Absolutely. This is going to be a star-studded night. Dear gentlemen, if you have not hit your quota of fancy dates for the year,
this is it.
Fancy date, good Bahamian music, take your shoes off. Have a good dance.
St. Clair didn't tell us that we're going to be by the pool.
St. Clair, tell us about the ambiance, man.
Yes, it will be surrounded by the pool. Whilst the musicians aren't playing, in the intermission, there will be a fashion show hosted by the Miss Galaxy Bahamas pageant.
Okay. Miss Galaxy Bahamas pageant organization is hosting a fashion show in the intermission of the performance.
Yeah.
This is good. And food and drinks going to be available for sale, right?
Yes.
Now, what type of food? See, fritters, I could dance with fritters. I could dance with fritters. The little mini cup of conch salad, I could dance with a mini cup of conch salad too. But food and drinks will be available for sale, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, good stuff.
We would like to thank Barrister Sonia Knowles and her illustrious husband, Mr. Antonio Knowles, for opening their venue to us so that we can have this event. And they will be taking care of all of those matters with regards to succulent food and wonderful drinks. And so you won't have anything to worry about. Just come out and enjoy.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen, this morning. Okay, we're going to transition, producer. I want you to play. I want you to decide. In fact, I want you to decide what to play. I got four contenders for the new Bahamian independent song. My Bahama by Bahamas by Shine Bahamas. Elkin 360 Bahamas Golden Anniversary. Biosis Now, Independent Bahamas, and Independence Morning. 1 second. Y'all young people, y'all ever heard Independent Bahamas?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Y'all know that? Sinclair, you don't know that?
Never.
You ain't play that one then. So Independent Bahamas, Bahamas. You take us to a break. When we get back from the break, the principals from the latest animation, Nassau Rock, will be joining us in studio. I'm not letting these young people go anywhere because I can learn them some more, and they've been learning me something too. So they're not going. We're going to promote the event one more time. Let's go to the break with what may be the most classic Bahamas independent song. You're on the clock. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Bahamas, Bahamas, independent Bahamas, Bahamas. To join in unity for independence.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. They brought us back just now with a performance of God Bless our Sunny Climb, which is our national song performed by the Bahamas National Youth Orchestra. Now, joining me in studio are principals from Nassau Rock. Producer, line up the clip that says Nassau Rock promo and start it at 35 seconds. Nassau Rock is the latest animation project being produced in the country. You're all ready to premiere for us coming up soon, right?
Very soon.
All right, now, you have to speak directly into the mic. Swing that mic over there for a second. Yes, sir. Now, please introduce yourselves, gentlemen.
No problem. My name is Maz Joshin. I am the director of Nassau Rock.
All right.
I am Kristen Willie.
Closer.
I'm Kristen Willie, and I am the head writer for Nassau Rock.
Okay.
I'm Steven Catalano. I'm the animator for Nassau Rock.
Oh, he's my cousin.
And my name is Rashad Cash, and I am the background artist.
Okay, producer, play the clip, the promo. Y'all got to hear this. Every cartoon is dependent upon its opening.
Yeah.
Right? That sets the story, the tone. I want you all to hear just a snippet from the opening. Here we go. At 45 seconds. All right.
Archipelago Jewel. Now everyone will know the power of Junkanoo.
That's just a little snippet at the beginning. These play them, they have this archipelago jewel.
Yeah.
And this play them, gonna show them the power of Junkanoo with it. And I am tuned in. Okay, so tell us, Nassau Rock, what is it? Who making it? When can we see it?
I'll let Chris tell us what it is as a writer.
Yes, absolutely. So Nassau Rock is a story about three young Bahamian students. And they happen upon magical armor. And with this armor, they are fighting against evildoers. And their aim is to protect the country and the environment from people who would go and do it harm, you know, for selfish reasons. So that's just a summation right there.
So finally, we have some new superheroes in the place. Because I know you all know about the Justice Gardens Avenger. And Captain Mother Dread.
Oh, you gone way back.
An optimistic girl.
The Junkanooers?
Yeah,
you remember that one, yeah.
Showing my age
a little bit.
Lone superheroes. Okay, producer, I pull in a... Play Bahama Rock by Ronnie Butler. I want to know, did this song inspire this production? Because as soon as I saw the name, that song been playing in my head for 1,000 years. This may be the funkiest Bahamian song we have ever had. Okay, so when is the premiere?
So the premiere is going to be Thursday, next Thursday, July 11th at 8 o'clock.
The day after Independence.
Yes, ma'am.
And where is it going to be, Chris?
It's going to be at Fusion.
I feel like a setup.
No.
Like, I feel like somebody trying to take control of the country and independence, and what the boy name who trying to steal the jewel?
So our main villain is going to be Rush. He's a Junkanoo-themed villain. And he's using the power of the archipelago jewel to, you know, show everybody what the true power of Junkanoo, like he said.
Ah, but why is he a villain if he's trying to show people the true power of Junkanoo?
Because it's what he's deciding to use with that great power. So it's almost like a Spider-Man. Like, what are you going to do with that power when you got it in your possession?
You got the power to find 1,000 mango, but you can try eat them all. You say, you ain't gonna share it. You ain't gonna take it to the church.
But let's be honest. It also depends on your perspective, because if he's using Junkanoo to do something that he thinks is positive, that you may not necessarily agree with that. So he's not actually bad per se. He wants to encourage Junkanoo, but he's more forceful with it, you know, whereas someone might be more like, Junkanoo's good. He's like, no, we gotta do Junkanoo. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Kind of like that.
He's like, get up. Go to Main
Street. Yeah, he's forceful with it. He's forceful.
Okay, producer, when you're ready, I wonder, y'all young people, I'm talking to my BYNO people now, if y'all know this song called Bahama Rock.
It definitely was inspiration, and even in its name.
I was just gonna say,
fun fact
about that. Yeah. When we first did the first trailer, like a little snippet, we actually Unlicensed. We used that song just as inspiration because we, you know, it inspired the name. That and Funky Nassau, actually. Right. Those two kind of combined.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Now, Maz, I had some notes and I forget to print them. Y'all been working on this project for a while, ever since you received an award at a local film festival and competition?
Well, it's, I think you combine in two things. So we actually won Central Bank 2020. That was local.
2021.
Right.
Yeah, so that was local. But we were in a film festival that same year, was King's Tune. We didn't win that, but we were one of the finalists in that competition. We were actually the only Bahamians there, actually.
And that was an international competition. So you had people from all over the world, the U.S., Jamaica, the Caribbean, etc. So we placed as finalists. And that was 2021. Sorry, just to
Now, Maz, this isn't your first venture into animation, right? And graphic artistry.
No, actually, shout out to my good friend, director, Jason Evans. I was
Artist Javan. Shadow, the spot, one of the funniest men in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Yeah. Okay. Shout out to him. He's very talented and very insightful because he had the good sense to see my talent early on and brought me under his wing. We did a few films together, taught me everything he knew. He even actually helped in the early stages of Nassau Rock, but, you know, life got so busy. But, yeah, that's how I kind of got my foot into doing animation.
Absolutely. Outside of the spot, Artist Javan is known for his short animation mockumentary called Chris Kambasas.
Good movie.
Which is a wonderful, wonderful short. Okay, producer, play one of these songs by one boy named Maz.
I know he's playing my music.
So here's what the problem is. The problem is I've been playing your music for a couple of weeks now, right? And now I have you in studio. I have to play it. But I also want to tie it into the animation and ask, will Bahamian music be featured not just in the series, but as a part of the, to drive the plot and to build the story of the series?
Sure.
Yeah?
Oh, well, yeah. Sorry, let me answer that. Yeah, so we actually used a lot of... Every aspect of this project was done by Bahamians to the music. The music was done by Sila Mooney. Okay. Very talented.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know her. She plays in the Village Band.
And she's folk blues.
I would say more contemporary jazz. But she's fusion. She does a lot of fusion. All right. Very talented musician. Then you have Sherwood Ramming. Another talented musician.
Two pieces in a pod.
Exactly. So, I mean, even I did some work on the music, but the whole, we always wanted to keep it Bahamian, so you can get a lot out of that musically. Right.
So I got three songs at the bottom of the playlist, two by Foreign Sound and one by Maz Walkin.
Joshin.
See? Because other people say that that's Joaquin Aaron. That's Joshin. And Fabian Fountain. I don't know which one you can play. Yeah, he's going to play Playing With Fire. This is by Foreign Sound.
He's going in the trenches.
I need people to know how talented these young Bahamians are, man.
Wow.
Feel old. feeling pretty old.
Don't be feeling old, sir. That is, that's some, I don't know, that's just some beautiful music. If you a Hootie and the Blowfish fan, if you were even a Michael, what, the Matthews band?
Dave
Matthews band. You understand that sound, man. It is on par with its contemporaries. Yeah. It is world class music.
And I think he won an award. That's him 2021 also.
Oh yeah, my band did win.
Foreign Sound?
Yeah, we got like an honorable mention for our video for one of our singles, DN.
Yeah.
Central Bank as well.
Which video? You carry on like we don't know. Which one? The lyric video or the original?
The original video.
You guys could check that out. We've been playing the song on radio. Now, y'all need some voiceover actors. Where, how do people who want to be involved this project? And not me, because my voice is too recognizable, right? But I just doing the research, I saw lots of people reaching out. Hey, do you need voice actors?
Yes.
Do you need voice actors? How do people get involved?
So, yeah, you could get involved by just contact us with our email. It's nasarock.rock00@gmail.com. And just let us know. But at this current time, we kind of already do all of the legwork. So anything that we just keep on our roster in future projects. So because we always looking for new talent.
But you know, we'll be looking for series and number two. Wait, what happened when the series finished? We want series number two.
Just getting started, man. And Aaron, why you exclude yourself, man? We could use you.
We definitely could use you.
Why not?
The more recognizable, the better.
If you have a Chikchani, I won't be there.
There you go.
I won't be there.
You got to write that in. But definitely, please. Whatever talent you have, whether you do animation, whether you are illustrators, background artists, writers, whatever it is you do, just hit us up because we definitely always looking to help the next generation and get our all-star team even more greater. And even these guys, I looking at them in this room, I can need some orchestra help up in here.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Yes. I keep an eye on y'all. I listen.
Listen, I just envision somebody getting beaten after school. And the orchestra, right? And they know it's coming because the orchestra music starts.
Yeah, it's swelling. Yeah, the music's swelling.
Yeah, right? Yeah, right? And by the time she say, go get the switch.
It's too late.
You say, listen, I can beat myself. When she look out the window, you beating yourself with the switch. I ain't going inside that house. I don't care.
That's a good supervillain weapon, the switch.
Yes, I'm telling you. We need a supervillain granny. She don't thief. She's just appropriate snacks and small change from children because the church need it.
Okay, so just steal it in a nice way.
All right. So, again, let's repeat the details for the premiere.
Sure. Anyone want to take it? Okay, so NASA Rock will be premiering next week Thursday. That's July 11th, right after Independence. Don't miss it. Tickets are for $25 for adults, kids $15. You can reach out to us on all our socials. That's our Instagram, our Facebooks, and any other handle that we have. You can reach out to us to secure your tickets, or you can get them on the day of. Now, keep in mind, seating is limited, so we have about 140 seats.
40,
give or take. So, be sure to secure those.
I saw IMAX somewhere. Are y'all going to be in the fancy studio? Am I going to feel the switcher? Because the villain name, he come rush through and everybody drinks splash. I can feel the switcher hitting me.
Yeah. I know it's me if I get older, but I can't take all that. So we just keep it neutral. We keep it neutral.
For now.
For you, we'll try to see.
Now.
The day after Independence, we've got NASA Rock premiering at Fusion Superplex. And cousin, tell me again about what we're doing this Saturday.
This Saturday, the Bahamas National Youth Orchestra is presenting an evening with the orchestra. It will be held Saturday, 6th of July at 6 p.m. At Coral Villas up in Coral Harbor. The tickets are as follows. The adults pay $25 and kids 12 and under pay just $10 for a night of wonderful music and some really great food and entertainment.
Amen. Hey, everything on a good deal.
Absolutely.
And it's Theater 4, by the way, Aaron. Sorry.
See?
Theater 4 and IMAX Fusion.
Say that again?
Theater 4.
Oh, Theater 4.
Theater 4.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I just watch that NES.
Yeah.
Four theaters? I grew up with one channel. Okay.
Let me
take this moment to promo an event coming up this, I think tonight actually, by our one and only Tada, Tadneel Burrows. She has an event. It's called Becoming Tada. It's film trailer, exclusive premiere, and performance at Spotlight Lounge, that's Adelaide Road, New Providence, tonight, 4th of July at 8 p.m., food available for purchase, RSVP is required, number to call 427-5965 to see if they have any tickets left. All of these talented people are doing everything. So premiere is the 11th of July. When do I get to watch it again if I have not recovered from my independence celebrations?
So you want to stay tuned, because after that we'll be having a, we're going to release on our social media channels. We're going to be doing a Q&A. So mm-hmm. you're going to get to know the crew and everything behind the scenes. We're going to release that date at a later time after the premiere. And then we'll keep in touch, and we'll let you know what's going on for the other viewings and other showings.
I'm excited because I already see two characters. We need, like, you know, Jackie Chan played Drunken Master. We need a Drunken Master character, right? He always half cut, but when he full cut, you know, it's a problem.
Yeah.
And then we need an anti-villain who is like Hair the Dog. Right?
So that,
like,
was a villain?
That's an anti-villain. Like, you enjoying your little hangover, and they come and sober you right up. They're the anti-villain. Yeah, you out there Friday night, you just get paid, you with your boys having a good time. Anti-villain come there and slap you, say, go home and put the rent money in your mama's hand.
Go on to the man.
The anti-villain. Oh, man. So, producer, I want you to play Golden Anniversary Bahamas for these young people. I want you to tell me, choir people, orchestra people, when you all going to be performing this for me, please?
I currently do not know when we will be performing this song.
Hold on, I'm looking straight at your conductor.
It's whenever our arranger, who also our conductor, Mr. Neely, whenever we arrange this piece, if we do arrange this piece, then we will be letting everyone know. Who knows, maybe I'll be at a performance. Really, you just have to come out to the orchestra's performances.
And let them surprise you.
And you'll be wonderfully surprised.
All right. Producer, play the song by Elkin Tree, 60, Golden Anniversary Bahamas. This is it, baby.
Many is the Cape Bahamas. 1492, Columbus landed. 1973, we were free. From Nassau to Inagua, Bahamas. From Freeport to Miquona, Bahamas. Tourists love our country, Bahamas. 700 islands, Bahamas. Happy independence, Bahamas. Happy anniversary, Bahamas.
All right, producer, now play the end by Foreign Sound.
After Elkin.
Yes, after Elkin.
It's right, a tough act to follow, you know.
Sometimes people try to fit Bahamian into one box, and you got to be one type of person to be recognized as Bahamian. And what Bahamians show us every day is a thousand different ways to be Bahamian.
Very diverse.
Right, and I hope the diversity of music this morning helps us to understand that better and feel the authenticity of every production, every presentation.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I agree. Not as beautiful as this song, though.
And sing a symphony I know. It turns the night into status quo. I guess you're right. We're burning down the bridge we built. These words, they never burn out the air. I crash my car for light in the air.
Thank you, producer. Thank you. Now, to end the show, I want you to play any of the BYNO songs on the playlist. We don't play that to close out. Yes, sir? Come on. Sorry, BNYO, Bahamas National Youth Orchestra. Now, Mr. Foreign Sound.
Yes.
Why I could hear your Foreign Sound tonight somewhere.
Yeah, we're actually playing at Yellow Bell tonight at 7:30 p.m.
Where's the Yellow Bell?
That's out west. Where is it? It's, what's that plaza called? Near the Island House. It's like in that.
Oh, so near Life at Key?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So if
Yellow Bell is the name of the place. We'll be playing there from 7:30.
So here's how we used to do it when we were younger, youngins. You didn't know what was happening. You just get in the car and you drive around till you see plenty cars and you hear plenty good music. And that was the spot to be. Before all this social media and cell phone and pager and thing, you had to be brave. You had to trust the night, fill your car up with gas, get dressed up, and get on the road and find a party. And now, everywhere you go throughout Nassau, there are pockets of performances. Bon Vivant has a Wednesday night schedule. Yellow Bells tonight. Tonight. It's Spotlight Lounge. Spotlight Lounge is always kicking something off all over New Providence and the Family Island. Wait till I get the spotlight on the Family Island, because that's where the best clubs and the best performances are. Okay, so to the Bahamas National Youth Orchestra, we are looking forward to Saturday night, 6th of July, 6 p.m., Coral Villas, Coral Harbor. Adults, $25. Kids under 12, $10. Sir, tell me what your favorite song is to perform.
My favorite song is Caribbean Dance. That's my favorite song to perform.
My favorite song to perform is Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Oh, I like the fusion. I see these young people, they say, I got body. Whatever song the foreigners could do, I could do it better. I love that. Now, Nassau Rock premieres the 11th. That's Thursday,
yes.
The 11th of Thursday. July, the day after Independence. What's the film's time start?
8 o'clock sharp.
Yeah, 8 p.m.?
Now, don't do Bahamian time. Now, come ahead of time from 6 to 7:30 to get your tickets. And
right.
Pay for it, and then so you get your food, and then you eat. You don't want to miss it.
Get your concessions.
Amen. You got 1 hour. That's it.
Bring your cushion for you. I bring my cushion to put my foot up.
Bring it.
Comfort. Guys, it's been a wonderful morning. Thank you for both of you joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Again, y'all, Tada, Becoming Tada, film trailer premiere tonight at Spotlight Lounge. Bahamas National Youth Orchestra, founded and directed by Errol Duke Strong, phenomenal Bahamian icon. Nassau Rock, the latest animation produced and created by a phenomenal team of talented Bahamians.
Streetlight Studios. Streetlight Studios is the name of the company.
Streetlight Studios, including Mr. One Maz Joshin from Foreign Sound, who is one of the principals of the project. It's been a wonderful morning. I can try to get my producer to play all the music. Play something from the producer as we get off the clock. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.